Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says reaching a deal with the P5+1 group of countries over the nuclear issue doesn't mean that the West will stop its enmity towards Iran.
We managed to take away all the excuses that they were using to create a negative atmosphere against Iran on the international stage. But this does not mean that the parties which always considered the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic as an obstacle standing in the way of their goals will stop their disagreements, enmities and hostilities toward Iran.
Zarif made the remarks during a speech at a session of the Iranian parliament. He noted that Tehran will continue its fight against arrogant powers and will never trust Washington. Zarif stated that certain Western countries impose restrictions on the Iranian nation using its nuclear program as a pretext. Iranian foreign minister, however, stated that Iran managed to remove those restrictions by striking a nuclear agreement. Crossing over to Boston, joined by author and political scientist, Mr. Kaveh Afrasiabi. Thank you so much for being with us. What do you make of the foreign minister's comments that basically the enmity continues by the West, though the nuclear deal has been signed?
Unfortunately, that's a statement of fact reflected in numerous evidence of continuing Western hostility. One only has to look at the mainstream Western media that is awash with enemy image of Iran. And you have to add to that the fact that the U.S., for example, has listed Iran as leading state sponsor of terrorism, and in the same breath, acknowledging Iran's role against ISIS and other jihadist terrorists. And, the tardiness of the West in implementing the lifting of sanctions and fresh sanctions that have been imposed on Iran since the signing of the nuclear agreement, and the various Western courts' verdicts against Iran plundering and, seizing Iran's assets contrary to international law, and the list goes on. So Iran has plenty to complain about, and I hasten to add that the very nuclear agreement itself has been couched in a very negative term by many Western pundits and the media in a very negative light, not as a sign of Iran's goodwill and good intention, but rather in the language of containment and restricting Iran and so on and so forth.
And your perspective as far as the Iranian side of things, so Iran has gone forward with this and actually ended up signing a deal, but then the other side had really not reciprocated basically opening now the doors as far as trade and other things with Iran. What should Tehran's position be in this situation? They have been abiding by the nuclear deal. The other side has really not been abiding by it. So in your perspective, if you were someone who had to make decisions, let's say, in a position of power inside of the Islamic Republic of Iran, what would you do? Should Iran just continue to stay the course, or what should be done?
Well, let's first of all consider the fact that the Iranian complaint from the other side is that they have fulfilled aspects of their obligations, but not others. For example, in terms of the, Western banks and the opportunities for trade and investment in Iran, which has been somewhat blocked as a result of the non-nuclear sanctions on Iran. And there's a complex relationship between the nuclear and non-nuclear issues. So from Iran's point of view, I think they need to stay the course and at the same time sharpen their criticism of the Western non-compliance, just as the foreign minister Zarif has been doing persistently in the various international forums. And, the Iranian government has also initiated a complaint against the U.S. bank's verdicts in the Hague Court, and that's a welcome step. And I really think that the joint commission that has been set up by the nuclear deal to deal with issues of dispute between the two sides should be used more effectively. And that would be my one single recommendation to the Iranian government, to make better use of the joint commission to raise Iran's complaints.
All right, thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist out of Boston.